Give rise to the bodhicitta while listening to the teaching. That is the thinking or developing a wish that in order to establish all the sentient beings in the perfect Buddhahood, and we shall strive for the practice of Dharma, listening, reflecting, and meditation.
Et Rinpoche nous demande de faire naître en nous le bodhicitta en écoutant cet enseignement, c'est-à-dire pour aider tous les êtres qui sont nos pères et nos mères, élever les désirs de pratiquer le dharma par l'écoute, la réflexion et la méditation.
And the subject matter Rinpoche would like to give explanation, would like to teach him. Rinpoche says that as far as the concern of the subject matter that of the Dharma is concerned, there are two words, the ka and the tenchi, which means the scriptural aspect of the Dharma, and the tenchi, which is the treatise. Yes. So here the text that he's going to give a teaching on is the treatise or Tenchu, Shastra, scripture.
Et en ce qui concerne le Dharma, il y a deux aspects principaux qui sont les écritures et les traités ou les commentaires. Et le texte que nous étudions aujourd'hui est ce que l'on appelle un traité, un commentaire.
Concerning Tenchu, or the Shastra in Sanskrit, the treatises, and there are many kinds of treatises written by different, spoken, expounded, and written by different great saint scholars in India, and yes, sailor scholars.
Il y a beaucoup de formes différentes de traités écrits par des saints, des sages, des érudits.
Tene chetan tenje je ton te jo nyu momba len chue chen dev tene donga le chopar se pen ba dan de ba la tenje se.
And Rinpoche says the general definition of the word Shastra or the Tenchu in Tibetan is that the word meaning, literally is the meaning of the word Tenchu or the Shastra, is that something which, that which is, and which repair us, which repairs and protects us. That factor is called Tenchu. Yeah, Tenchu, in that sense, Tenchu means, you know, to say that the text or the subject matter or the text is which repair us from the damage as caused by the conflict emotion or the pleasures, which are the cause of suffering, and protect us from falling into the lower realm or into the evil. That's the definition of Tenchu or Shastra.
et le mot tenje en tibétain ou shastra en sanskrit qui signifie traité, signifie littéralement qui répare et qui protège. Et donc il répare les dommages créés par les émotions perturbatrices qui forment la souffrance et nous protège du fait de tomber dans les mondes inférieurs, dans les trois mondes inférieurs.
Which protect us from suffering, from falling into suffering, of course there is a lower entrance, which is the fruit of the emotion.
Donc, le traité protège du fait de tomber dans la souffrance qui est le résultat des émotions perturbatrices.
Dwarna tene katenji yandai yimente chuchokji yandien tatenme tenagane.
So in Guru Rinpoche says, any treaty, text, or tenshu, or shastra, whether it's genuine word or not genuine, that depends on its whether it has the characteristic of chuchok, which means repairing and protecting. Whether these two qualities, whether this text is endowed with these two qualities or not, it depends on that. That decides, yes, the text being genuine and not being genuine.
Et ce qui détermine qu'un traité soit pur ou qu'il ne le soit pas est le fait qu'il le répare et qu'il le protège, qu'il ait ces deux qualités.
So in this case, one may wonder, and how one can know, how one can understand, how one can know that, and which tenju or which shastra has this quality or not. So that is one can understand, one can know it by studying, by reading, and by studying the text. If the text, if it's found as a great remedy or antidote against the conflict emotions or the kleshas, then the text is genuine. Otherwise, it's not.
Et si on se demande comment on peut savoir si ce texte possède, si ce traité, si un traité possède ces deux qualités ou non, c'est en étudiant le traité. Si ce traité se révèle être un antidote efficace aux émotions perturbatrices, à ce moment-là, c'est un traité qui est pur.
Tene yeyan tenju tela doye gonde ji tenju tan dorje tepe gonde ji tenju.
And besides this, concerning the treaties or the shastra, and there are two type of generally there are two type of shastras, the shastra or the treaty on the sutra aspect of the teaching of the dharma is, and the sutra and the tantra or the tantric aspect of the teaching.
Et il y a deux formes de traités ou de shastras. Il y a ceux qui se réfèrent au point de vue des sutras et ceux qui se réfèrent au point de vue des tantras.
So then there are several styles concerning the tenches or the shastra. There are several styles or several kind of tenches. Yes. The one is called the Thorva Dibi Tenche, means that the shastra or the treatise which comprised of, yes. It comprised of all the scattered things. Scattered things means all the Yes, and all scatter in the sense that, for example, when Buddha had given teachings, and all his teachings is divided into many volumes, of course, and then the Tenchu, the Shastra, or the treaty, which comprises of all the teaching that Buddha has given in on various points, and then to that collect together, comprise of in one text, one treaty text, and in a particular subject matter. It's called the Thola Dvipitenje, which means the treaty which comprised of the scattered teachings of the Buddha on different topics. Thola, scattered?
Et il y a plusieurs sortes de shastras. Il y a les shastras que l'on nomme Thola Dvipitenje, qui sont ceux qui compriment, qui réunissent toutes les paroles du Bouddha en un seul volume, tous les points du, des paroles du Bouddha.
Ten Thola Dvipitenje de Bhava Kayarasana, Thola Dvipitenje de Mevayena, Sanje de Somde, Chit de Namrande. Then the bottom mumble, the tag over here. Throw out the danger to you, you know. Then it better to jump. Take it in, then it should not be the second.
The greatest, the great advantage of the of this kind of this type of shastra is that it makes us, it enables us, yes. The person who possesses this, this kind of text, yes, or treaty text. Enable us to study and to study, yes, the particular topics very easily. Because, for example, when Buddha gave teachings on particular topics, and these same topics scatter in many volumes, so naturally the reader finds very difficult to look in each and every volumes in order to find out that particular topics, because it is scattered in many volumes. So the advantage of this text is that it enables us to study the particular topics in the same book.
Et le grand avantage de cette forme de traité est de nous permettre de d'étudier un sujet particulier réuni en un seul volume. Par exemple, ce que le Bouddha a écrit sur un sujet particulier dans différents volumes peut être difficile à retrouver dans ces volumes, et là c'est tout concentré en un seul traité.
So then the second type of the treaty is called Kapa Ngunchung Tenje. Kapa means a hidden thing, hidden, which is very difficult to understand. The teaching that Buddha has given us is quite, not direct, but very indirectly, very hidden one. Which this secret or this hidden quality of the text is revealed in this treatise. Ngunchung means revealed or made clear.
Et là, il y a une autre sorte de traité qui s'appelle Kapa Munchu Tenchu. Kapa signifie caché, qui était enseigné d'une façon indirecte. Et Munchu signifie révélé.
Clarifié.
Tenez, Kapa Munchu Tenchu de Goba, Kapa Munchu Tenchu de Meba Yena, tenez, Kapa Tsurjo Somba Tso Tante, Sanji Tsonjo Toto Vuyama.
So the advantage of having this text is that this type of text, which is called Kapa Ngunchung Tenchu, is that all the teaching hidden, I should say, how to say that? Implicit teaching. Implicit teaching that Buddha has given made more easy to understand because it's clearly explained in such treatises.
Et l'avantage de cette forme de traité, appelée Kappa Nyam Sum Tetsu, c'est de, que le sens, c'est de révéler le sens implicite, le sens caché.
So then, the other type of, the third type is, Rinpoche has not given the numbers like that. So then there's another type of treaty which is called the Tuba Korimsudeva Tenchen, which means Tuba means disorder everything. Korimsudeva means which were put in order. You know? The, yes. Korimsudeva. Tuba means disorder. Korems and Deva is put together in order. The text, the treaty, yes, which put all the all the teachings of the Buddha, or the Sutta, yes, in disorder way. Put them together in order. You know.
Et il y a une autre forme de traité qui s'appelle Tupa Korensi.
Depa.
Depi. Depi Tenshu. Et Tupa signifie l'ordre, et Korensi, Depa, signifie mis en ordre.
Buddha, Buddha mis en ordre.
Ten Tupa de Karerez Sanje de Son Kaike.
The Tupa or the disorder in the sense that the Buddha in the various times he gave the teachings in disorder way. In disorder way means in different time in disorder ways. So which they in this in such texts or all of them put together in very good order.
Et donc,
disorder. Means which Buddha is teaching in disorder, not in progressive way.
Donc, Tupa, ça ne veut pas dire ordre, ça veut dire désordre. Et le Bouddha a donné l'enseignement dans des temps différents, donc en désordre, et ses textes mettent en ordre.
Then Tupa Korems Deb Tenji de Mena, Korem Tupa Chojuson Yabateso, then let Ambupe Korem Dig Motopata, Dipal Kalekapo, Tupuzo Mambungo, then Tupa Korems Deb Tenji de Yona, then Korem Telasan Total.
And if we don't have such a type of treaties, then one would find very difficult to study and to follow the text, and particularly the progressive order of this different subject matter and topics. So this text, since Buddha has given the teachings, certain teachings on different times, and many of them are in disorder ways, disorder is not in the progressive order. So this text, such text, enable us, make us more easy to study and understand.
Et si on n'a pas cette forme de traité, il est difficile d'étudier, puisque le Bouddha n'a pas à donner en différents moments et dans un ordre qui n'est pas progressif. Si on a cette forme de texte, cela permet
d'étudier en ordre. Plus facile.
And besides this, concerning the treatise of sutra, treatise on sutra, or the treatise which is connected with the sutra system, is also the two type of that which explain the profound aspect of Buddha's teaching, which is to say, which is yes, the voidness of the shunyata, the ultimate truth, and that which explains the vast aspect of the Buddha's teaching, which is the establishment and the or the establishment, yes, the arrangement and establishment of the path, different path and the different levels of the world.
Et en ce qui concerne les pâtés qui se réfèrent au sutra, il y a également deux formes. Il y a la forme qui montre l'aspect profond des enseignements du Bouddha, c'est-à-dire les enseignements sur la vacuité, et l'aspect qui montre le caractère vaste des enseignements du Bouddha, que sont les arrangements.
Different parts and levels.
Qui établit les différents chemins et les différents niveaux.
Qu'est-ce que ça? J'ai entendu le même goni et entendu goi. Entendu goi.
Then from the point of classifications, there are we can classified the treatise or the shastra as a nine kind of things.
Du point de vue de la classification, on peut classer les shastras en neuf.
T'es la tume, t'es la ton dan bense, dieu ja ton me be ten ju tan. Ton si de l'or de ten be ten ju, ni be ten ju tan nan re, dieu ja ton dan den be ten ju de ten ju yan da re, c'est son.
So these nine, the classification of the treatises and in nine years. So out of the among them years. The six of them are the false dharma, very seeming is seeming means which appears as if genuine but not true. You can see the false. Yes. Six of them are false, and three of them are the genuine one, the right one.
Et parmi ces neuf sortes de traités, il y en a six qu'on peut appeler faux, et trois qu'on peut appeler purs.
So in fact, the two false, one and one genuine one is put them together. Genuine one as a remedy, as a counteract, a remedy of the two non-genuine one, the two false one. So the first two false one are, I would say that, meaningless treaties, yes, to admit. And then the second one is the treaty which has meaning but wrong meaning, means which misguide us. Yes. And then the first, the genuine treaty is the condemned, means meaningful treaties.
Et donc il y a dans ces sortes de traités, ensemble, deux qui sont faux et un qui est pur. Et parmi ces deux qui sont faux, le premier n'a pas de sens. Le deuxième a un sens, mais un sens erroné, qui nous qui nous induit en erreur. Et le troisième, donc, est celui qui est pur et qui a un sens.
The treaty, the subject matter of which is meaningless, means, as I said, that type of treaty or the text, yes. In which many things are imaginary, which is not possible to exist. That is a phenomenon. It's called that kind of meaningless.
Et les traités qui n'ont pas de sens sont ceux qui sont imaginaires, qui où il y a des choses qui ne peuvent pas exister en tant que phénomène.
Just tobeta. Just imagine fiction. The reason why such type of text is a false or not genuine, because it doesn't have these two qualities. That is the quality of MNU or referring and the protection, protecting quality.
Cette forme de traité n'est pas pure dans le sens que elle n'a pas les deux qualités qui sont de réparer et de protéger.
Tenez ton logo te mettez du thé, deux à peine, c'est pas grave, c'est d'avoir dit non, c'est pas grave, c'est mais par qui est pas tant l'endé, mais par qui est peut-être du thé, ton signe de l'ordre te mettez du thé.
Then the meaning of the second type of the text, which is called the text which the subject matter is wrong, termed its meaning or subject matter is wrong, is in the sense that certain texts, certain texts explains us, teaches that the non-existence of the rebirth and previous life and the next life and the karma and the cause and effect, etc. And though it has some meaning, but it has misguiding, it misguides us. So this also doesn't have its true quality.
Et la deuxième forme de traité a un sens, mais un sens erroné. Par exemple, elle enseigne la non-existence des réincarnations, de la loi de cause à effet, du karma. Donc tout cela a un sens, mais qui nous induit en erreur, et cette forme de traité n'a pas non plus les deux qualités.
And such text is not only misguide us, and such text not only have these two qualities of which the Jaini text has, and also this increases our conflict emotions.
Seulement cette forme de traité n'a pas les deux qualités et nous induit en erreur, mais en plus elle fait accroître les émotions perturbatrices.
And
then, on the contrary, text, for example, the treaty, yes. Text like the Mahayana Sutra Alankara or Dodigen. Is a meaningful text.
Par contre, une sorte de traité comme le Dodekien est un traité qui a un sens.
Quand on a des bêtises, des choses comme ça, ça nous dit qu'au sol, ça ne te fait pas de l'angoisse, ça ne te fait pas de l'angoisse, ça ne te fait pas de l'angoisse.
The reason why it is meaningful text and treaty. Because it explains the complete, the progressive path or the graded path of Mahayana aspect of the Buddha's teaching.
Et pourquoi ce traité est-il plein de sens? Parce qu'il nous explique d'une manière extrême.
D'une manière. The complete and the whole progressive way of
Pour le chemin gradué du bouddhisme Mahayana.
Ce n'est l'union d'un âge de Tava. Dans un genie, bon, droit, c'est
And also, this such text has perfectly endowed with the two kinds of qualities, because since it works as a remedy or as antidote against the idea of the self or ego or clinging to it, which is the root of all the sufferings. And it protects us from the suffering, from falling into the suffering. So it has the this is a genuine text.
Et ce texte est pleinement doté des qualités puisque il est un antidote, un remède à l'idée du moi et à l'attachement physique de l'ego et il nous protège des qui sont les la racine de la souffrance et donc nous protège de la souffrance.
Then the second the group of three types, that is these two forms or non genitals and one is the first two non genital or the forms of the text are Nanyo.
The text
which extends here only wicked the teachers are all the wickedness cunning this cunning message or wicked message. And the second one is
compassionless.
Yes, it takes a lack of compassion. The subject matter is no compassion, merciless.
And without.
Without. Very cruel. That is, it teaches a very cruel thing, very cruel thing. Settal means seva means, you know, love and cruelty. Now, calm is without. It takes without love. It doesn't teach us love, but instead, cruel. And then you see wicked or evil. You means all the planning, you know. All the wicked, bad planning. Then the country is all the new thing.
New thing you take, the same as the other. New thing you take. Pavu dhati tovar te patam din rao te bela nini te pavu dhati tovar te
yeah. For example the text which explains you know how to plan you know, destroy the enemies you know for example
then it said that it thank you the yoda from gorda the thing saying that the zo ji ji thank you rao la seva the travel thank you
and then is the second
one ji thank you the thing te patim bol do de
And the second one is which explains us, explains all the cruel things and how to make in fact, and the how to manufacture all the cruel things, you know, things used to be cruel and very brutal, like the text or the book which explains how to make cannon, how to make. Bomb, the cannon, the lightning, etc.
Et dans la deuxième sorte, les trois formes de traités, c'est-à-dire deux qui sont faux et un qui est pur. La première sorte expose des choses rusées, mauvaises, par exemple comment détruire ses ennemis. Et la deuxième est appelée dépourvue de compassion, dépourvue d'amour, par exemple comment confectionner des bombes, différentes choses destinées à des buts cruels.
And then the same, the second is genuine text, is it called? The text which is online.
Et le traité pur de cette deuxième catégorie est celui qui nous fait abandonner la souffrance.
Pena tambo tera jete jete tana ibe jamsin karara sana te chuchuk jiyin ten dhamma ten pare te jamsin karara sana nenye ten jiyin, nenye se son paso nenye ten jiyin nenye ten jiyin te teni dravun dobe serto popa chenpo chezi je tham bravo re tel ten de dungan phevare mato dungan dang nimon phevare mato kere yawas ti sena ten jiyin tana re.
The reason why the first one, that is...
Pavitanji and Ravukarava. Pavitanji is the Pachinpondo here, the Ina, Nyumongta, Dongambere, yes. Nyumongta, Dongangketo, yes. This is nothing to tell, yes.
The Buddha says that the heroic stories, the heroic stories are the just examples.
Pavitanji.
Example for the first type of the second first type of the... non-genuine or the impure text. Because by reading such texts, it increases our our negative brevities. So these negative brevities bring suffering naturally. So this is the non-genuine text.
Et donc, en ce qui concerne la première sorte, par exemple, ce sont des histoires qui relatent les exploits des héros, et cela fait accroître une puissance. La bravoure d'une manière négative.
Then
the second type of the text, that is the compassion lesson, merciless text, is not genuine text. Not only it is not endowed with the two kinds of qualities, but on the contrary, it brings us a great suffering. It causes a great suffering for all beings. Because the second type of text or treatise explains us how to manufacture, how to make a great. Or to make the better things, for example, like atomic bombs, missiles, and etc.
Et en ce qui concerne la deuxième forme, qui sont les traités dépourvus de compassion, non seulement ils ne sont pas dotés des deux qualités, mais au contraire, ils nuisent à tous les êtres puisqu'ils enseignent comment fabriquer des armes, par exemple comme la bombe atomique.
So then on the contrary, and the treaty and the text such as Mahayana Sutra Alankara of Bodhijan is the genuine text because it explains us and how to give up all the sufferings and conflict emotions.
Par contre, les textes comme Mahayana Sutra Alankara de Bodhijan est un traité qui nous fait abandonner toute souffrance et émotion
perturbatrices.
The reason why this text is a text which which relinquish us to make us abandon the sufferings, because it explains and how to it teaches us or it explains at us and how to give up the idea of this of I or self or the and or ego and clinging to it, and which are the sufferings, cause of sufferings. And then the experience of how to develop love and compassion.
Et pourquoi ce texte nous fait abandonner, nous fait nous séparer de la souffrance? Parce qu'il enseigne comment abandonner l'idée de l'ego, la saisie qu'on a de l'ego, et comment accroître l'amour et la compassion.
So then the third the group of three texts, three type of texts, in which the first two are not genuine, the last one is the genuine one. So these are the first two, the non-genuine texts of treaty, are called the Trava Hulemba and Trava Hulemba. Trava is the learning or study. Hulemba means that which always stress on, stress or emphasize on only learning, only study, only for knowledge. And the Tsopa Lulum is which only stress or emphasize on the, or which explains only the Tsopa argument. Argument as the only important thing.
Et en ce qui concerne la troisième sorte de. Les trois formes de traités, dont les deux premiers sont impurs et le troisième est pur. Il s'agit pour la première catégorie de ceux qui se focalisent sur l'écoute. Il y a seulement l'écoute. Et les seconds, où on met seulement l'accent sur l'argumentation.
The genuine text is called the text which is emphasized on the practice side, yes, on the practice. The prince which stress on the practice as important, as most important.
Et la forme pure de cette troisième classe de traité est celle qui met l'accent sur l'importance de la pratique.
Tu parles de l'idée de peine, tu es dans des rois mi-gens, chulanju pe tamani pe tenju tenju selme lorju mambo sepa tsola tene tuka zelenju tenju selme.
And then the text which stress on which the main or the principal subject is that's only learning or something to know something is that all the sort of all the this, yeah the text which is full of some stories which has no connection with the Dharma, with the spiritual things, with the Dharma is. And there's no connection with the Chudan Devan Devan.
Chudan Devan Devan. Chudan Devan Devan.
No, sir.
Taylor Tindy, Chudan Devan Devan Devan.
No, sir. And
Taman Yimba Lodi Tindy, Lodi Kebataso. And then Chupan Devan Devan.
And which doesn't explain anything, any means or ways to enter into the Pratam Dharma. Such type of text is called the Taman Devan. It's a text which only the principal subject, the main subject, only just to know something.
Et en ce qui concerne la première forme, qui met l'accent surtout sur le fait de savoir quelque chose, cette forme de traité relate des histoires qui n'ont pas de rapport avec les choses spirituelles, pas de rapport avec le dharma, et n'enseigne pas les moyens d'entrer dans le dharma.
The text, the subject matter of in which is this is argument means that those texts, those treaties, which always shows this or explains and how to win one's own side, and to defeat the other ones. Teaches only that thing. It's called that kind of text.
Et la deuxième forme qui met l'accent sur l'argumentation consiste à donner les moyens, enseigner les moyens de gagner et de, d'infliger la défaite aux autres.
Tu pas l'olim am sur ses battants, tu pas l'olim am sur ses re, car c'est non tu te dis tu n'as pas de.
So this, the two last texts was also not genuine texts because they have no the quality, the two qualities. That is true. Repairing qualities and protecting qualities.
Et ces deux formes de traités ne sont pas dotées des deux qualités qui sont réparées et protégées.
Tenez, tu vas tiens bien dans des jeans, tu vas le linge tenir. T'as un linge dans son, tu vas le linge tenir.
And the Mahayana Sutta Alankara, this text or the origin, is it's genuine text because it also emphasizes only practices.
Et le Mahayana Sutra Alankara, le dodekyème, est doté des deux qualités puisqu'il met l'accent sur l'importance de la
pratique.
Generally speaking, Rinpoche said that concerning the treaties of the Ten Shastra and its concern, it should be, it always must be in accordance with the teachings of the Buddha.
D'une manière générale, les traités ou shastras devraient être toujours en accord avec les paroles du Buddha.
So therefore these texts, the Mahayana Sutra Alankara, Dodigen, the subject matter of this text is it's completely and perfectly in accordance with the teachings the instruction of Buddha and the means to means of expression of this text is also that is the words and the words yes, are pure.
En ce qui concerne ce texte, le Bodhidhyana, il est complètement en accord avec les enseignements du Bouddha et le moyen d'expression, c'est-à-dire les mots, sont également
purs.
The main subject matter of Mahayana Sutra Alankara, this text, is two. That is the profound aspect of the Buddha's teaching and the vast aspect of Buddha's teaching.
Les sujets principaux de ce texte sont deux. C'est la profondeur de l'enseignement du Bouddha et la l'amplitude, la grandeur de l'enseignement du Bouddha.
C'est un chuka jachin samo de jadu yin de nipar ka.
And the vast in this text, in the first chapter, Rinpoche says that the vast and the profound aspect of the Buddha's teaching is compared with a demonstrated with example of a king or monarch. So for example, it is very hard to please the monarch, the king. But once you are successful to please him, so then you will have all the pleasures and all the wishes will be fulfilled by him. So in the same way, it is very, firstly, it's being very profound and vast, it's very difficult for the beginners to understand and practice it. And once you are successful, so then it fulfills all your wishes of all your wishes. Yeah.
L'aspect vaste et profond des enseignements du Bouddha qui est traité dans le premier chapitre de ce texte est illustré par l'exemple d'un monarque. Il est extrêmement difficile de contenter un monarque et une fois qu'on l'a contenté, il réalise tous nos désirs de la même manière. Il est très difficile pour un débutant de comprendre ce texte et une fois qu'il l'a compris, tous ses souhaits sont comblés.
Pena jarpo de gente ni par kavatan, govar kavatan, tembar kalekha kujere. Kase jarpo de ni patan govar chona, tene kwasa chembo trepatan. No longe sure chembo to kujere.
For example, Rinpoche says, a king is very, monarch is very, very hard, very difficult to please him, very difficult to make him happy, and also very difficult to be resorted on, or to get on with him. And once you are successful to make him happy, to make him satisfied, so then he will fulfill your old wishes, and he will bring a lot of happiness to you, such as the promotions of your status and gift, a lot of gift of material things, etc.
Ainsi, un monarque est très difficile à contenter et une fois qu'on a réussi à le satisfaire, à le rendre heureux, il nous apporte toutes sortes de satisfactions comme une promotion sociale et beaucoup de dons matériels.
So in the same way, and the Mahayana teaching is also very difficult to realize and to practice upon it, to practice it. And so once you are successful to practice it, and then it gives all the supreme fruits here.
De la même manière, les enseignements du Mahayana sont très difficiles à pratiquer, à réaliser. Une fois qu'on arrive à les pratiquer, on obtient les fruits sublimes.
Pen tabu wang de se na kan sa ke da me ba da chue je da me de tong xin de to par ka ba tong de to ko ba.
For example, when we talk from the viewpoint, philosophical viewpoint, the view of the non-self or the non-ego and the shunyata, the voidness, since then it's quite difficult to understand and realize.
Par exemple, le point de vue philosophique du non-ego, du non-moi, est très difficile à concevoir et réaliser.
Tene chupa wanda sena sambata nyingi kwenye lante randon lu tante yenpi je sawa dhoka wa tukutu.
And from the viewpoint of the contact is concerned, and one has to give up all that thing which concerns oneself, and always act for the benefit, for the sake of other beings.
Et en ce qui concerne le point de vue de la conduite, on doit abandonner toute chose personnelle et agir seulement pour le bien des autres.
Tene gomba gomkawa, tu vas tenter d'en travailler dans ton bain.
So then the meditation, the third level, is also difficult to meditate. To meditate on the voidness or ultimate truth is quite hard.
Et le troisième niveau, qui est celui de la méditation, est difficile, puisqu'il est difficile de méditer sur la vacuité, sur la réalité ultime.
Tena te tava tava toka hein, gomba gomka va, cheba cheka va, c'est ce temps que tene.
So, all these three aspects, which are the way it is difficult or hard to understand the view and realize it, understand the view, and difficult to carry on the conduct, and the meditation on the ultimate truth. Are difficult, so they are like the king, which is very hard to please.
Donc ces trois niveaux que sont comprendre le point de vue, mettre sa conduite en accord et méditer sur la vacuité sont difficiles, tout comme il est difficile de satisfaire un moment.
Tenez, tagon tu es somme niam sur l'ankava de l'ana, tenez, j'ai pas ni pas de l'ana.
So then, despite there being difficulties, and if we succeed yes, to practice them, able to understand the view in the right way, and to carry out the conduct in the right way accordingly, and we meditate upon the ultimate truth in the right way, so then when we become successful in these, so then it would be the one who becomes successful to please or to make the king happy.
Bien que ce soit difficile, quand nous arrivons à avoir une compréhension juste, une conduite juste, et à méditer justement sur la réalité ultime, la vacuité, la réussite de cela est comme réussir à satisfaire les demandes du monarque.
Tene tagon tekpa chenpe tagon chwe som nyan su lamba le tente deva sanje ji kongpa tupa te jarbo nye ne tene gosa tang sore namba le tene.
So then, through the practice of the Mahayana view, conduct and the meditation, the achievement of the Buddhahood is like the gift, like the promotion that you get received from the Murara as a result to please him, make him happy, satisfied.
Et quand nous réussissons à avoir cette compréhension et conduite et méditation juste sur la vérité, le résultat est comme le don fait par le monarque que l'on a satisfait.
Tete pache mandode jen leve nikha sa ki ganani leve tambu tandam dode padam.
So this is the brief or the extract of the first chapter of the Mahayana Sutra Alankara out of the 21 chapters.
Donc ceci est un extrait rapide du premier chapitre des 21 chapitres du dodécaèdre.
Tene jepa lojong sepa sende pa tsoke juma pei ge tene rebe kale kale to mozu ko kundos tada na tsoke son tene ke ko to tene son da mo.
So it says, if you want, you wish to study in more detail and more in extensive way, so then you should go through the text in future, later, by yourself, slowly. And at this time, since Srimati said the teaching has to be passed to two or three languages, so we don't have much time. So he just gave the essence of each chapter. He would like to give the essential meaning of each chapter.
Nous voulons étudier plus en détail. Il faut le faire à travers le texte dans le futur. Actuellement, Rinpoche souhaite nous donner l'essence de chaque chapitre, puisque c'est long, étant traduit en trois langues, deux langues.